I was working with a student, and after doing a coaching session with her, a mental performance session with her, the next day I came up with an idea. I came up with a concept that I think is really interesting and has a lot of power behind it. And I call it the three voices. And what I realized is that there are three voices that are impacting us. Two of them are negative, one of them is positive. The first one is the big bad world voice. Okay, that is the voice coming from outside influences. It could be a parent, it could be a teacher, a coach, a coworker, a team member, someone, a doubles partner. Anyone that says negative things about you or derogatory or things that just don't uplift you or inspire you, that's the big bad world voice. That's their conditioning, their belief system being imposed upon you, telling you that you're not good enough in some way, shape, or form, whether it's your forehand, your backhand, your serve. And we're influenced by our outside voices, the big bad world voice. And you know, you think of a parent that's really critical and hard on their child on the tennis court. You know, you stink, you're a bad player, whatever. That's the big bad world voice. So you gotta do everything you can to step away from those big bad world voice, stay away from it. You only wanna focus on the positive voices. Okay, the second voice is the I stink voice, and that's that self-critical voice, that voice that's just so hard on yourself, telling yourself you stink, you can't play, you always mess up, you're really hard on yourself, the I stink voice. And the third voice is the I can do this voice. That's the voice inside you. That's the best friend voice. That's the coach voice inside you, spurring you on, inspiring you, encouraging you to do your best. And oftentimes players don't spend enough time focusing on the I can do this voice. Players focus so much on the big bad world voice and the I stink voice, and it just overwhelms players. Let's change that. Let's get into the I can do this voice and really focus intently on making that the dominant voice inside your head as you develop your tennis, as you keep playing better and better, and you'll get mentally stronger and you'll have that stronger mindset in all those challenging moments that you're playing tennis in.